Last time on The Usual Time.
We've come to investigate the Red Brands.
Lick the floor, you little bastard.
Maybe the person in this room that they're disciplining can help us.
There are three Clarks in there.
What do you want?
Shush.
My name's Droop.
If you show us where Glassstaff is, we can let you go.
All right, follow me. I know there's a switch here somewhere.
You remember that password right now.
Illithorn.
That one.
You kick this door and you sprain your ankle. You have one unconscious Red Brand, three prisoners, and the now not moving skeletons in your midst. What do you want to do?
Tie that guy up.
I'm going to see them out of here.
I'm going to just kind of do like a little cut to wake him up.
Shush.
So this guy, his name's Murray, and he likes torturing women and selling them as slaves.
So, you get off on hurting people, huh? Rhetorical question. I don't care what you say. I want to drag him or whatever I have to do exactly to the cells.
Uh-huh.
And I want to go to, well, I guess I only have two of them. Whichever one looks the dirtiest and bloodiest and grossest.
Uh-huh.
And I want to throw him at, I don't know, if there's a wall that has blood on it or whatever, I want to throw him at it. So
uh-huh.
He stumbles into it, hits his head or whatever. And then I say, How do you like it? It's not so good being on the other end of the... Yeah. Again, I don't care, and I want to kick him in the face.
He's out cold.
I walk out, I close the door behind me, and I make sure it's locked.
It's locked.
And then I walk back into wherever anybody else is.
While this is all going on, I'm like the Emperor in that scene when Vader's yelling, "No!" Where, like, he doesn't notice it, but I'm kind of like, that creepy smile. Droop, let's go to that storage room.
To the storage room!
He, like, puts his hand in the air and marches out.
This is my favorite goblin.
I mutter to myself, I'm like, well, why do we have to wait for Hoyt to do that to him? Gosh.
Okay, you're back in the sarcophagus room. Skeletons are still chilling. Droop keeps on trucking right back up the 5-foot by 15-foot hallway and back into the storage room. He says,
"So if I was a secret door,"
and he starts fingering around on the wall on the other side of the room.
I will also search.
He doesn't find anything. Can I get a perception check from you?
Ooh.
And roll it at advantage.
Okay.
Because you know you're looking for it.
Oh, 19.
Yep, that'll do it. After a few minutes of looking around, you're kind of like feeling the wall, and all of a sudden you come across one brick that seems slightly out of place, and you push a little bit, and you hear some clicking, and all of a sudden the wall pops out and then slides open. Looking in to this opening, again, you're in a 5-foot-wide hall. If you look directly to your right, there are some stairs going down about 10 feet, and at the bottom of them is just walls on three sides.
Well, I'm not certainly leading the way anymore, not with this old leg, and I'll kind of shake it out. it's no good.
I'll go.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing down here.
Yeah, so basically, Shadow, you're seeing a stairwell that ends in a wall.
I turn around and look to Droop. I'm like, good job.
He puts up his hand and is like,
can you give me some skin?
I'm like, oh yeah. High five.
Shadow, why don't you try pushing on the bricks down there? Maybe it's, you know, another secret.
I start randomly pushing the wall.
Perception check at advantage.
In places. 16.
You find a secret door brick opener.
All right, when I find it and I push it, I'm like, and then what happens?
So you hear like a sound as this door opens, and inside, the walls of this bedchamber are covered with scarlet drapes, and there's a small writing desk inside with
the Red Wizard.
A bed, and at the bed there's a chest at the foot of it. Sitting at this desk is a short, dark-bearded human male. He's wearing robes and he's studying a tome. He wears a mantle made of ermine, and a beautiful-looking glass staff leans up against the chair behind him.
And he's the only one that sees this.
Yeah, Shadow, you're the only one that has seen this. He would have heard the door open, and he looks at you and kind of, like, pushes himself back because he's so surprised and just, like, falls backwards out of the chair.
There's probably this cat man just, like, leaning and smiling at the door.
So, currently, he is prone. Well, not prone, but on his back on the ground, trying to get back up. Are you doing anything?
Oh, that's why they call him Glass Staff. And I am transfixed by this cool frickin' thing.
The staff?
Because it's the coolest thing I've seen all day.
It is one of the most beautifully crafted items you have seen in a long time.
How far away from me is it?
So when he got startled and fell backwards on his chair, he fell over backwards, but it also pushed the staff backwards, and that went clattering on the floor. You are currently within 7 feet of this staff, and he is about 10 feet from you.
I'm basically just gonna, like, go and kneel over and hold this thing and, like...
Are you trying to grab the staff?
I guess I'm just gonna admire it with my hands.
If you're going for the staff, I need you to make a dexterity contest with this guy.
Oh, okay. Sure. I'll do that.
I'm going to, as he's saying this, and be like, I'll whisper to the Droop and Hoyt, he found him, and I'm going to pull back out my hand crossbow and kind of meander down the stairs.
Okay.
18.
Yeah, so he's on the ground reaching for his staff, and he can't quite reach for it before you snatch it.
And all I'm doing is holding it and admiring it.
He will say, who are you, and what are you doing here?
I'm Shadow. My friend's back there.
What?
But I'm super distracted.
What, pray tell, are you, Shadow?
Oh, I'm a tabaxi, because now I'm actually going to look at him when I say it.
Tabaxi. Interesting. I've only read about your kind.
Really? What did you read about?
You're very dexterous, and also very impulsive.
Yeah, my mom used to say that all the time. And I go back to admiring the staff.
He will get up and dust himself off and say, if you wouldn't mind, Shadow, I would appreciate my staff back.
Oh, we found him.
He would say, I don't remember you amongst my ranks.
And I'll look like down and kind of remember and be like, oh, this whole thing. And I'll switch back to like normal clothes and be like, there, that makes more sense.
He'll say, well, it seems like you guys have me at quite the disadvantage. I don't know what to do here. What is it that you want?
Oh, well, we're here to find out a great many things. So hopefully you know the answers to some of those things.
What?
So it seems like you're kind of in the business of selling people. We're looking for more than a couple people that have gone missing recently. And I think that you're going to have to tell us where they are.
Missing people. Are you referring to our guests? Over on the other side of the mansion?
Yeah, the ones that were locked in the cells before.
Yes, that was quite unfortunate business.
I can imagine.
These voices, I want to do like a creep along the wall sort of thing.
What information is it that you seek? I don't normally entertain guests, but you guys, as I've said, have me at quite the disadvantage.
Well, we're looking for a dear friend of ours, goes by Rockseeker. In fact, he's got a couple of brothers, too.
I can't say I'm acquainted with any Rockseekers.
Do you know of them? It seems they're quite popular in the area.
Indeed, I've heard the name Rockseeker, but I must say it's quite the common name for dwarfs.
Of course it is. how about another wizard who goes by the first name Yarno?
He'll look a little taken aback by that and say, what business do you have with Yarno?
Well, you see, a friend of ours really wants to see him returned. He seems to have gone missing. Since you're in the business of making people disappear...
You're wondering if I made Yarno disappear.
There you go!
Hmm.
Hey, Shadow, why don't you bring that staff over here? I want to take a look at it.
Where did you get this? It's so cool!
He'll say, I'll make you find people a deal. If you give me my staff back, I will tell you everything I know about Yarno.
I want to attempt to cast Suggestion on this wizard.
He will fail.
Yes! You're going to let us keep staff.
Hold on. Yep, never mind. He has advantage on, plus 3 on saving throws for wisdom. So, sorry, he will not fail.
Gotcha. Well, that changes everything.
So, yeah, he will not succumb to your suggestion. I apologize.
Okay. Well, Dret, that would have been helpful. Well, let's come back around to that after we get to know each other a little better.
So he's eyeballing you guys and just kind of taking stock of what you guys look like and how well equipped you are. He's also backing up slowly.
No. Don't make for that door. I don't think that'd be very wise of you.
Okay, so... He will hear you say this, and he is going to also cause you to roll a wisdom saving throw, Luna.
son of a bitch. 18.
Okay, so nothing happens there either. He will continue backing towards the door. At this point, he has bumped his back against the door.
Do I hear that?
I mean, you're watching it happen. You're in
No. I'm definitely watching the staff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you might hear a tiny thud.
Hoyt, come look at this staff. This is the coolest thing ever. Come here.
Oh, for fuck's sake. He's trying to get out of the room.
As you say that, he turns the knob on the door and slips quickly into the next room.
He's gone. He ran away. We didn't learn anything.
Not yet.
Thanks.
I guess I'm going to walk into the room now and be like, so what's going on?
He'll I will turn Hoyt and look.
Come I'm around the moving. Corner as he's still in the doorway, and he's going to turn around and start running. You're about 10 feet from him by the time he turns around to start running away.
And I'll blast him with a blast.
You will try.
I turn to look at Hoyt, and I'm like, have you seen this thing?
15.
That will hit.
Yay! My favorite.
What does Hoyt say to me?
I guess I'm coming in, I'm like, I'm gonna look at what you have and be like, where's she going?
5 damage.
Okay, so he takes this hit in the back, and stumbles a bit and keeps going. I need you guys to roll initiative.
Unnatural. 20.
17.
Okay.
16.
Luna, you're first, followed by Hoyt, followed by Shadow.
I said, stop, and I'm going to blast him again, same attack.
Okay.
19.
Hits.
7.
Anything else on your turn?
I move my full stubbly hurt leg movement towards him and turn.
Okay. Let's see. You can get... You're basically caught up with him. He is at the next door in this room trying to escape from you, and you're now right behind him.
Is that because he stumbled?
No, it's because these rooms are small.
Oh, okay. I won't complain.
And he hasn't had an action to open the door yet, so.
I'll probably do, like, a double take at Shadow and be like, what are you doing? And then I'm going to take off after her. And I would say I'm going to gauge my speed off of her, so as far as dash versus not dash.
Yeah. You can get into the room that she entered. You're right behind her, basically.
Okay, so yeah, I'm probably... Because I wouldn't have even seen the wizard, basically, based on where when I came in. So I know we're chasing a someone, but I don't know a what. Uh-huh. So I'm just running after her, attempting to see around her when I see the flash of her spell. And then I guess that would be the point where I know this is Wango Tango time.
Yep.
But I would not attack. I'm just doing whatever I can. I probably would dash to catch up to her and say, what's the play here?
Okay. Shadow, what do you want to do?
I'm still looking at the staff, and I just vaguely noticed that Hoyt ran by me.
Okay.
I mean, how loud is that Eldritch Blast? Plural.
Pretty loud.
Pretty loud.
Not gunshot loud, but definitely you'd have heard it.
Okay. And I guess I'm going to move to a place where I can see out the door.
Okay. You can move into the doorway.
I will move there and sort of distractedly look what's going on.
You see Hoyt and Luna are in pursuit of this wizard who is now at this door. It'll be his turn. He'll turn around to see Luna behind him, and followed closely by Hoyt, and now you. And he'll say, well, you're going to have to do better than that, I'm afraid. And all of a sudden, he'll be surrounded by this silvery mist, and he disappears. Shadow, behind you, you hear footsteps all of a sudden, and Droop say, he's right here! He'll reappear behind you about 10 feet. He is going to continue with his movement, and he's going to run past Droop, who will take a feeble swing at him with his short sword.
missed on principle.
Let's see. He might not actually.
He crits him and just kills him.
He actually will hit him.
That's hot.
Impossible.
For 5 damage. Nice. And somehow this tiny little goblin has damaged this guy to the point where he's hurting pretty bad. And he doesn't go down, but he kind of slumps down to a knee and says, I give up. You've got me.
What?
So happy.
Impossible.
We're taking this goblin with us forever.
Droop looks just like amazed. He's so amazed that he actually hit somebody that he drops his sword and starts crying.
this is so like happy. When Hoyt crit that freaking bugbear and cut him in half. this is more impressive.
It was the key of the weapon. If possible, first chance, I'm going to try and get into the room to see him.
Yeah, I'm just going to turn and look at the goblin and the guy, confused.
So he'll say, look, I value my life above basically everything else. I will tell you what you want to know. Just spare me.
I suggest that you stay honest then and tell us everything that you can about our
staff.
Wizard
How
friend.
Does it work?
No, that's later. Yarno, the wizard, tell us now.
Yes, my name is Yarno Albrecht. What can I do for you?
Oh my god, this is getting ridiculous. It's like when Obi-Wan Kenobi was old Ben Kenobi.
I want to look at him and be like, wait, but you're Glassstaff.
No, this is Glassstaff.
It's a damn
Stay with
name.
Me now. I know this is hard. My name is Yarno Albrecht. My other name is Glassstaff.
I'm just rubbing my temples and be like, so we've been sent here to look for you. To make sure you're okay. Oh my gosh. This is great.
Who sent you, pray tell?
Gilchrist.
Oh, Gilchrist. Yes, right. I was supposed to meet with him before. And he just motions his arms around at the dungeon surrounding him.
I want to, like, do a wait with my hands and be like, so, you're Glassstaff. But you're also Jarno.
Yeah.
Jarno.
My name is Earno, but yes, that is correct.
So Glassstaff is Yarno. Yarno is Glassstaff. But why?
But why? Isn't it obvious?
I look around at Luna and Shadow like... Am I the only one confused Travolta?
Money, my good sir. Money.
Oh.
I gotta say, did not see this coming.
I turn out my pockets and I'm like, huh.
Well, tag him and bag him, boys.
I'm gonna go sit at the desk and admire. Anything. I'm gonna sit at the desk and admire the staff.
So I will
look
be like...
at anything on the desk. When you sit down at the desk.
If I glance at it as I'm sitting, do I notice anything?
There's a few various tomes and a letter.
No, I don't look at anything on the desk.
Okay.
I'm going to say, just stay where you are. I don't want to have to blast you again. And I'm going to look at the letter. I'll look at the desk.
Okay. You look at the desk. You can see there's a tome that he's been studying, and there is this letter that has a seal on it that is black wax with the shape of a spider printed in it.
I will open said letter.
Can you read common?
Can I read common? I can. I'm learned.
The letter reads, Lord Albrecht, my spies in Neverwinter tell me that strangers are due to arrive in Phandalin. They could be working for the dwarves. Capture them if you can, kill them if you must, but don't allow them to upset our plans. See that any dwarven maps in their possession are delivered to me with haste. I'm counting on you, Iarno. Don't disappoint me.
I'm going to just kind of shake the letter with like a smile on my face and look back at Iarno and just be like, now, this is incriminating.
So before any of that happened or while he was reading and looking, I probably would have been dialoguing with the guy. Asking him if, is this your slaving operation here?
He'll smile and say, why, yes, I run this little establishment.
What did they do to you?
They provided me with currency.
So, you think other people's lives are just something to sell?
I think anything that will get me money is something to sell.
I'm punching him in the face.
Okay. He does not react.
Awesome. I want to grab him by like the collar of his shirt and push him back against a wall and draw back my fist again like I'm going to punch him. And this is going to be one of those, like, I'm talking, I'm saying a sentence, and then I'm punching him in the face. I'm saying a sentence, and I'm punching him in the face. And it's just going to be like,
I'll try and intervene.
So meaningless to you that you'd go and make a cent off of anything? These people were good people. They didn't do anything. And, you know, that whole...
Punch.
I'm going to try and interrupt
him. After several hard punches, he will pass out.
Good. And then I'm going to like trying to restrain him.
Are you gonna fight him?
Hoyt. Trying to restrain Hoyt.
If he tries to restrain
him. I'm going to attempt to break your restraint and give him at least a few punches.
While strength he's still contest.
We're going with a 19.
Well, I nat won, so whatever.
He breaks.
What happens?
Trying to restrain.
How are you restraining me?
Trying to like think the scene in Office Space when they're destroying the copier, and I'm pulling you back like by your arms, like dragging you away.
I'm kicking him in the face.
I would like to pull him all the way back and be like, Shadow.
So, okay, whatever, you pull me back, and after you got me away far enough, I'd probably stop resisting enough to make you, like, let me go so I can stand up, and I'd brush myself off or whatever, and I just straight up would be like, whatever, do what you want with them, you probably will get along, and I'm going to walk out of the room.
Oh,
damn!
I'm just going to be like, what are you?
That's low.
That was unnecessary. I mean, not that I heard it or paid attention at all.
Scumbag millionaire. I'm gonna restrain arms behind back.
How
legs,
much rope do you use?
However much it takes to do the three, so he can't talk.
Okay,
can't
so the same amount. Legs.
The same amount.
What a waste.
And I'm gonna be like, well, I'm taking this person in for justice, and hopefully, with what I just read, we can finally find out where Gundren is, because I keep my cool in situations. And I'm going to try and use, I guess I'm going to, how big is this guy?
Not large, 5'10", maybe.
I guess I'm going to attempt to try and pick him up. Okay. And I'm going to, this is the best part.
Where did Hoyt go?
I walked out. So into whatever room was proximate or whatever.
You'd be in a room that's full of various flasks and vials. Different chemicals and all sorts of interesting looking things.
I'm breaking all of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to try and lift him, and no matter what, I'm going to actually call for my familiar to use an assist action, which I'm assuming is basically nothing. That's a 7.
Okay. I don't know how your familiar would assist you with this.
Flap his wings really hard.
He's latched onto this guy's robes and is flapping really hard, but nothing's happening.
I'm gonna ask Shadow if he'll help me pick this guy up so we can take him to Gilchrist.
Ugh.
Meg, don't worry.
Can't Hoyt help?
Don't worry. You can keep the staff.
All right.
That's yours now.
Okay. And I, like, grab him by the legs with one arm.
Okay.
Roll it.
I grab at the rope that he's tied with his feet tied together, so. Do I?
Between the two of you, you can easily hoist this guy.
True. I guess you're free to go unless you want to come along with us. I'm not sure if that's something you want to do.
I don't really have anywhere to go, and I don't really know where I am. So if it's okay with you, I'll stick around for a while.
Well, you can stick around with me as long as you want.
He smiles and looks happy.
Hey, Droop. Are there any more, are those jerks around?
Well, we haven't been in the common room.
I think we can ignore those jerks. I mean, we got their leader, and when we explain this place to Gilchrist, perhaps, if anything, they can take it from there. But we got definitely more than what we came for.
Well, I don't know of anywhere else really we could look for things. The apothecary might have some cool stuff in it.
Oh boy.
Where is that?
It's the next door room.
The one that everything's broken in.
Well, I mean, you probably would have heard some smashing happening.
I was going to say, how long does it take me to just nuke this place?
I mean, you could just do one of those. You put your arm out and run it along the desk and just knock everything to the floor.
Oh, yeah, but I don't want to, like, innocently just let it fall. I'm throwing it off of all of them.
And if you're throwing each individual item...
No, not necessarily, like, in my hand, but, like, I'd scoop it with my arm and, you know...
quickly, yeah. You could get it done in 30 seconds.
All right, then I'm probably already moved on to whatever's the next room.
What's wrong with this kid?
Okay, so you're back then in the room that was his bedroom.
Can I start a fire? Rhetorical question.
Well, you could. I would also like to point out that there is still an unopened chest at the foot of his bed.
Sure, he's going to set that on fire, too.
Did I see it?
I mean, it's in the small room that you all...
Yeah, okay, let's do this chest thing.
Shadow, you would have
I probably would have done, like, I walked in the room, like, I was going to start breaking things and saw it out of the corner of my eye, and I'm just like, okay. So, chest.
Chest, you would find basically the best pickings of everything they've looted recently. You'll find 180 silver, 130 gold, a silk pouch containing 5 carnelians, worth 10 gold apiece, 2 peridots worth 15 gold each, and 1 pearl worth 100 gold. It's also got a scroll, 2 scrolls actually, but you have no idea what those are. Rolled up paper to you.
I take it all out, move it to the table, and pretty much just throw it down on top of it. I'm not even gonna count it or sort it.
So I see the scrolls and the pearls or whatever, and I just drop his legs. Maybe so that if he falls onto Luna.
Okay.
And I turn around and go to the table with interest.
You see what I just described with this laid out.
Oh, hell. Can't get anything done with these people.
I thought you didn't like chests, Hoyt.
I'm going to raise up my head just enough to shoot him a look. But I don't say anything.
Are you guys going to go through this and split it up? What's going on here?
I'm dragging this guy, I guess. Okay. And, like, talking to myself and being like, take him back to Gilchrist, and you're going to be in trouble, and Black Spider, I'm going to find Gundren, do it all on my own if I have to.
Shadow, are you pocketing all this stuff? What's going on with all this shit on this desk?
Well, Hoyt, you found it. Do you want this stuff? As I'm admiring a pearl in one hand and admiring a staff in the other.
I guess I figured we'd split it, but take whatever you want.
Oh, no, we can split it. That's fine. We should probably put it back in the chest, though. Take it with us. It's going to be hard to carry.
You know what else is really hard to carry? This guy is not exactly light. And I'm still just dragging him.
I drag the chest over.
Okay.
And I'm like, and I just sweep things, everything back in the chest.
Okay. You also knock in a couple of the tomes that he had laying on his desk.
That's fine.
You dragging the chest out with you then?
Is it super heavy?
It's not, like, super heavy. It's just kind of awkward to carry.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm gonna carry it, but care more about the staff that I'm carrying. Sure. And then wait for Hoyt.
Can I make another strength chest at this point? Like, could I set him down and try and pick him up again?
Sure. Wait, you just want to rearrange him after
Shaft?
Fold him up?
Yeah, you can do that.
All right, this time I got a 19.
Okay, yeah.
I pick him up like he's paper.
You get a better grip on him this time and kind of fireman carry him.
Maybe with the ropes I can hold him better. I'd be like, well, I guess I'm going out of here. I'm getting this guy to somewhere where he can face his crimes to these people. Get back.
You should give him to that mayor guy, the townmaster.
Yep, going to Gilchrist. They basically hang out together. I'm gonna walk out and be like, come on, Troop.
I look at Hoyt with a stupid grin and smile on my face.
Yeah, I'll come along eventually.
Just making it uncomfortable and in just awkward.
I'm good at it.
All right. What direction are you guys going to exit this place in?
I'm gonna exit. Actually, isn't the secret way that Droop showed us that goes into the room with the water actually faster?
Okay. You guys are outside. So, who's going where?
I'm going to the last place to where I think Gilchrist would be, which I assume is the last place.
Yeah, okay. So you're going to the town hall. What are you two doing?
Yes.
Okay. So y'all roundabout meet up at the town hall. And it's nighttime, and no one's there.
I just start calling out the town master's name.
Nothing happens.
Huh. Well, Hoyt, I guess not here.
I'm going to head toward the inn. I'm going to just, like, kick the door open. And is there someone at the, let me say this. Is there windows in it? I'm assuming there's windows.
Yeah, there's people in the inn.
I'll peek into the inn to see what I can see.
People, lots of them. Drinking, mostly.
And do I see any red brands?
No.
I'm going to...
Well, maybe Maybe Hoyt can go in and find out if Gil is around or something. He's not carrying anything.
I'm going to chime in, I guess, now and say, is that really what the issue is right now? And as I just walk in, rolling my eyes.
You walk in, inside you see a bunch of people. You see Gil is sitting at the bar having a beer. Looks like he's winding down for the day.
Not anymore.
I'm going to walk up to him and say, hey, Gilfist Hightower.
Say, the name's Gilchrist, son, but you can just call me Gil.
Isn't that what I said? Anyways, we found your wizard.
You found Yarno?
Yeah. He's outside with the others. Is he at the bar?
Yeah.
I sit down next to him, I say he's outside with the others, and I nod my head that way with my head as I sit down, and I say, not sorry about the condition he's in.
He looks puzzled and says, okay. He gets up and goes outside.
I wave him down and be like, we found your wizard friend and display the red robe, man.
He sees it's Yarno and says, my gods, what happened?
Well, it turns out he's the leader of the Red Brands.
Dumbfounded look on his face. Do you have proof?
Well, I got a letter right here. It looks like a letter from the Black Spider, the people who hired the goblins to capture you, to this man here, this Yarno, specifically.
He takes the letter and reads it over and puts his hand over his head and kind of like pinches the bridge of his nose and says, very well, follow me. And he leads you back to the townmaster's hall.
And I'll be like, the letter, if you please.
He'll give it back to you.
Step back in. Continue carrying this fat ass around.
Yep, so you go to the townmaster's hall. You follow him inside. He goes straight down the stairs at the opposite end of the room. And when you get to the bottom, you'll find that there is a makeshift prison in the basement here. That's where they hold any criminals in the town. He opens a cell and has you throw him inside.
And I'll double check. I don't think we've actually checked his person. Is there anything else on him?
Nothing else of note on him.
Good. Fuck him. Be like, yeah, there's quite a few other of his buddies, and I'll in excruciating detail explain what secret passageway we used.
Okay. He'll say, I will see to it that the rest of that dungeon is cleared out. You guys did well. Thank you for your services. It's not often that a member of the Lord's Alliance goes rogue, but Yarno will be dealt with in time. Though things didn't turn out how I would have liked, I did promise you a reward. Here is 200 gold pieces for your trouble. You guys can split that however you see fit. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem that you're any closer to finding Gundren, though he does have a connection to the Black Spider. It doesn't seem as though he knows the location of Cragmaw Castle. So this puts us back at square one. What leads do you have still?
Well, we know that there is that druid that apparently knows these lands very well. I guess that would be the next obvious place to start looking.
I urge you to make haste. Please rest tonight and make your way there with all haste.
Okay.
Droop is kind of like just hanging out with you guys, and Gil's gonna say it's uncommon for goblins to wander into town. Where did you find this one?
Oh, this is Droop. He led us around. We saved him from some nasty bugbears, and he actually led us around the cavern. He knew quite a bit about the secret passages. It would have been hard to find this wizard without him. So we said he could come along with us.
Hi, I'm Droop.
A pleasure to meet you. Thank you for your assistance. You may want to steer clear of any major establishments. The people around here are not exactly welcoming to your kind.
I'm going to ask Gilchrist if he knows of a place that we could stay for the night.
Aside from the inn, no. Though I did hear that you guys made friends with some of the families and the sister that looks over the shrine, so you may inquire with some of them for lodging if you are not inclined to stay at the inn.
You hear that, Droop? We're going to go talk to a holy woman, and she's going to find us a place to sleep. Come on. And if Shadow's around, he can come too.
He follows. Trots along happily.
Tomorrow, we're going to have to get you some clothes, buddy, so people don't know. Maybe they don't see you and get scared. No offense, you're a nice young fellow, but people don't know much about goblins in these parts.
People are ignorant.
Yeah, people are the worst telling me about it. And yeah, I'll walk to the shrine.
Sister Gariel's there, and she says, "Why, hello, what can I do for you?"
I'm going to introduce Droop and be like, he's a nice young goblin that helped us out a lot in their search for Gundren and company. I was wondering, since we can't really go to the inn to stay, would you be able to find a place for us to rest up?
Well, I do have several beds available here. Lucky for you, there's no wayward adventurers that needed to be saved tonight.
I'll take it. Droop, take a bed.
He'll wander over to a bed and kick off his shoes and kind of sit there happily.
Thank her, and I go to sleep.
Okay. Hoyt, what have you been doing during all this? And Shadow, are you just following them around, or are you at the bar still?
No, I've been wandering around with them.
Okay. So are you staying at the shrine as well, then?
Yeah, I'm kind of distracted by all the cool shit I found.
Yeah, sure. You've got a lot of stuff to go over, and you happen to have a magic user in your midst that may or may not know the identify spell, so keep that in mind. Hoyt, what's up with you?
I used whatever currency I got, which we'll have to for sure figure out, to essentially buy an entire round for the bar, and have probably gotten decently shwasty already.
Yeah, if you want to roll a constitution, I can tell you how shwasty.
Oh, that's a big number. 15.
Yeah, you tie one on. You're probably not going to feel too great in the morning, but you feel fantastic right now. Everybody in the bar is like singing your praises for the free drinks.
Yeah, they are.
That must be weird.
Nah, he's right in his element.
Glad I can't hear that.
So with that all out of the way, is there anything else you guys want to do tonight?
Does the nice lady remark upon all my cool stuff?
She would say, Maya, it looks like you're quite uncomfortable carrying around that large chest everywhere.
Oh, I'll be fine once I put the stuff in it, in my stuff. But, yeah, if you want it after I'm done, you can have the chest.
I'm sure I can find some use for it.
Cool.
She notices your staff and says, "That's a incredibly beautiful staff."
That's what I thought. I've never seen anything this cool.
I can't say I've seen this kind of craftsmanship in quite some time. Would you mind if I took a look at it?
Does she look trustworthy?
You've had your life saved by her once before.
She looks trustworthy. I'm like, yeah, check this out.
Okay, she takes it and looks it over really closely, and you see her muttering some stuff under her breath. She will say, "Well, this staff is a staff of defense. You can use it to cast mage armor on yourself. It also can be used to cast the shield spell for added protection."
Wow. No wonder that guy wanted it so bad.
But what guy?
Oh, there was some jerk of the Red Brands.
You guys were fighting the Red Brands again? Didn't you learn your lesson last time?
Oh, no, that was something else. This time we had, like, secret passages and stuff. And, like, he was dumb. Like, he couldn't do anything. So he's like a wizard. I don't know. But this is cool.
You say.
Yeah.
Fascinating. To think a wizard was leading the Red Brands.
Yeah, he's like King Jerk over there.
Well, I must say I'm thrilled to learn that you have you've purged them from this town. They were quite the problem.
Well, I mean, I don't know that all of them are gone, but you know.
Well, certainly without
Mr. Gill said their house
will falter.
Yeah, Mr. Gill said he'd take care of the house.
Gilchrist, yes, he's a fine, upstanding citizen.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll leave you to it. If you need anything, I'll be right over here. She points at her cut.
Okay.
Time skip. It's morning. What are you guys doing?
I'm going to wake up and, like, is it possible for me to wake up before, Droop? And Shadow, and I get up extra early, and I go out, and I want to see if I can buy some, like, I'm assuming gnome-sized garments. Is a gnome similar size to a...
Yeah, they'd probably be roughly the same size, and you know for sure there's halflings in the town, so...
Oh, okay, yeah. Of course, halflings. I'll look for some halfling-sized, like, leather armors. I'd like to go wherever there's armor.
Yeah, you're aware that the Lion Shield Costers in town, they might not be open as soon as you wake up, but you can hang out until they are. They have, basically anything that you would want as a fledgling adventurer. So, anything up to studded leather.
No,
if you wanted anything more fancy than that, you would have to put in an order.
I'm going to express interest in half plate armor and be like, yeah, we've been going on some adventures and that would be like really, really nice to have.
Is half plate medium?
Yeah.
Okay, so she would say, well, we don't have any in stock at the moment, but if you are interested, we could put in an order from Neverwinter.
Yeah, if you could get some here, I'd be real interested.
It'll certainly cost X amount of gold, but we can have our trading company bring some if needed. You would have to put in a down payment of 50 gold, and we'll see what we can do.
Half blade is 750 gold.
Yeah, I know. I seen it. I'll do 50 gold on the down payment on that, and then I will get some leather armor in the halfling size, I guess.
10 gold, and then so 60 total. She'll give you a receipt for the purchase and say, bring this back in 3 weeks time and we will have your order ready for you.
Okay. Or I'll actually go to the general goods area and get like a hood if I could. So he could
Go to Bartham's Provisions, which is where you guys had initially ended up in Phandalin when you first arrived. They've got basically any clothing items or general adventuring gear that you might need. You can get him a hoodie that says Phandalin on the front.
Perfect. And I'll go back and wake him up.
Okay.
And be like, I got presents for you.
He'll say, for me?
Yeah, all for Droop.
Oh my god, thank you. This is amazing.
You earned it.
He quickly puts them on and says, how do I look?
He looks stellar.
He's beaming with pride. Shadow, what's up with you?
All right, well, that woke me up, and I do kitty yawn. And, I would say I'm going to start parting out the stuff into three. And I'm going to be like, so where's Hoyt?
Who?
You know, like that guy. Did he ever, he didn't come here last night.
Oh, that one.
Oh, you mean Hoyt.
You mean the
Oh, one. You mean Hoyt! Yeah, I don't know where he is. I sure hope he's okay.
I can hear him vomit from the other side of town.
I pull my hooded cloak over to just be like, now me and the goblin are hooded champions of Phandalin.
Easy now.
Well, I think it sounds like we want to find this druid. They seem to know a lot about this woods, and it was the lady selling the horses that told us about that person. So we could go talk to her if you want. Or if you want to find Hoyt, that's fine.
Droop will speak up and say, you guys wanted to go to Cragmaw Castle, right?
Well, yeah, that's what we're looking for.
Well, like I said, I don't know exactly where it is, but I know it's to the north. We could go try to find it.
Oh, we should go find Hoyt.
What do you want to do? I'm just along for the ride.
I high five him. But Shadow, you can go find Hoyt if you want. We'll wait here.
Okay.
I imagine that I will be found face down on the bar with a still 3/4 full mug in my hand.
That's exactly what I was getting at. I was gonna go the route of the entire bar is passed out with you, but
I mean that's fine, but I didn't pay for all of it.
sure. Okay, so yeah, Hoyt is at the bar passed out with a mug still in his hand.
Drunk as fuck. Oh, okay, so I open the door, I see him, and I'm like, I yell loudly, Hoyt!
You see, and like, five people just grab their heads and groan.
I don't care. And then I run up to him. Does he even respond at all?
Hoyt, let's get a constitution check.
Is he dead?
I rolled a nat 20. I want to sit up immediately, like, bolt straight up in my chair with my mug in my hand, and probably, like, I'd throw my hands up too, but I wouldn't let go of the mug, so the whatever I was drinking goes up in the air over the top of me. I'm like, huh? Don't do that! And so you said the bartender was in the room?
Yeah, he's sitting there, standing there, kind of polishing the same glass that he's been polishing for about 20 minutes now and just staring at you.
I'm going to notice him and kind of just, like, jump slightly away from him as I realize that he's probably just fuming. And, I'm gonna promptly step up then, or stand up and just straighten out my clothes a little bit and brush them off and be like, right then, shall we? And I just walk out without giving anyone a chance to say anything.
All right.
I go after him because I didn't even tell him where we're going. And I guess I catch up to you, and I'm like, so Luna's back at the nice lady's place I don't know, shrine? And she bought that goblin guy a bunch of stuff. And I guess we're gonna go look for Gundren again? I don't know.
When you say that part at the end there, I'm like, oh, I'm glad that you had something important to say.
Is it possible for Droop and I to have come to this place?
If you want to, sure.
I look at Hoyt and be like, you don't look like you're feeling too good.
Don't worry about it.
Well, okay. Well, if you're not feeling good again, I guess you can probably take one of these, and I'm gonna be like, oh, Shadow, you too. And I hand you each one potion of healing.
A potion of healing?
So, if Shadow hasn't told you, wait, we were thinking, I was talking with Droop here, and he said that Pragmaw Castle is somewhere up north in the Neverwinter Woods, but he doesn't know exactly where. Now, Thunder Tree,
correct.
Thunder Tree's in the northwest, so I figure if we head towards there, we can take a look and see if we can find this druid. Maybe we can narrow this castle down. What do you say?
Wait, who's Thunder Tree?
That's apparently a location.
Oh, Thunder Tree's a where, not a who?
It is a where.
I'm gonna look at the goblin and be like, yeah, let's find the druid. I don't know if I trust directions from someone who got lost in his own lair, dungeon, home thing.
What a dick.
Well, I don't think that he lives there, but,
Droop will say, hey, it wasn't my dungeon. They brought me there.
Yeah. Okay.
What I said? Well, I mean, we can get some more information by talking to that woman that sold the horse, and it sounds like we'll probably want to get the horses anyway. So, come on, Droop. Come on, Carlos. Let's go. And I start marching towards the stables. I'm feeling good about this.
You would.
Droop follows you.
Yeah, I guess I go that way too. And as we start that way, I'm going to chime in and be like, so, he's riding with you then?
Well, I imagine.
Just wanted to check.
So you guys arrive at, I think it was called Abernathy Farm. I don't know.
Okay, that sounds familiar.
And a familiar face greets you and says, welcome. Are you in need of the horses again?
You're still alive?
What? Why, yes, we're looking to rent some more horses. We're looking to go find that druid fellow you were talking about.
Oh, I think his name was Rebold or blah blah blah. I don't really know.
Yeah.
Fraggle.
Yeah, Radagast.
She'll say, that's fine. I can agree to the same terms as last time if you bring the horses back in good condition.
Don't worry about that. And I give her the thumbs up and be like, same rules, then I guess we'll be off. Did you remember, what did she say about the location before? Did she say anything helpful?
She would have asked if you had a map and pointed to the general location of it.
And we do. We had a better map because Shadow had magic better map.
Yep. She'll say, Thunder Tree is here. It's pretty close to Neverwinter, but it's in the woods, so It's a little difficult to find, but just keep to the known paths and you'll get there eventually. You would know that it succumbed to some sort of natural disaster, and the inhabitants that survived left the town shortly thereafter. You don't know what became of it after that, but it's most likely not in livable condition.
Challenge accepted.
I go and live there for a year while waiting for Gundren. All right, well, my foot's feeling better today. I'm feeling good about this. Let's go.